For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Phil Smith has been on vacation, so this week, Steve Nolan is doing the Corrupt Cop Story.
This week's Corrupt Cop Stories. A crooked police chief in Louisiana, a quartet of crooked cops in Tennessee, but it wouldn't be this week's Corrupt Cops if we didn't have at least one drug-dealing prison guard. In Memphis, federal prosecutors Monday indicted three Memphis police officers and a Shelby County sheriff's deputy on charges that they stole money they thought belonged to drug dealers and conspired with undercover agents they thought were drug dealers. Memphis officer Charles Smith is accused of warning another officer he was about to be set up by the feds. He is charged with obstruction of justice and lying to a federal official. Officer Roderick Smith is charged with theft and attempted cocaine possession. Officer Deshaun Skinner is charged with conspiracy and theft. Shelby County Deputy Marvin Wilson faces two counts of theft. In Orange, New Jersey, Essex County Jail Guard Jay Griggs, a 10-year employee, was charged last week with official misconduct, conspiracy to violate state narcotics laws, and possession of marijuana, heroin, and cocaine with the intent to distribute, the Orange Transcript reported. Griggs was arrested August 11th after entering the jail with numerous garbage bags filled with dope and contraband, including 30 plastic bags of marijuana, 5 glassine folds of heroin, 3 bottles of cocaine, 2 packs of rolling papers, 1 cell phone and charger, 3 boxes of cigarettes, 30 packs of cigarette tobacco, and 3 boxes of cigars. In Lutcher, Louisiana, Lutcher Police Chief Corey Pittman was arrested August 17th on federal drug dealing charges after undercover agents told a federal grand jury they had bought drugs from him on at least 5 occasions. Pittman may argue that he was conducting his own undercover drug operations, but witnesses called before the grand jury have so far failed to back him up on that, the station reported. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
The only way to win this drug war is for you to educate yourself and to get enough courage to step up and speak the truth to power. You can learn more by visiting the website of StopTheDrugWar.org. That's the home base for our regular Corrupt Cop Story reporter, Mr. Phil Smith.
This pot's so good that when I smoke it, the government freaks out.
8,000 years of recorded history and no one's ever died from marijuana. Just what do you suppose the government is smoking? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.